This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Good morning. It's about 9:30 and here on 999 AM you are listening to Manawatu People's Radio as we begin Catholic Radio on the third Sunday of Advent. During the next half hour, we will share in a radio liturgy where we will pray together, listen to and reflect on the day's scriptural readings, as well as hear the latest news from around our parishes. I'm Eileen, and helping me to proclaim God's word are Pauline and Aaron.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A warm welcome to everyone this morning. Our opening song is O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
Oh,
As always, we begin our liturgy with the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We celebrate our joy in Christ's redeeming work among us, realizing that he who is to come is indeed already with us, unknown to us. On this third Sunday of Advent, we hear the call to rejoice always. For the ways that our spirits have grown weary, and for the sorrows that keep us from joy, let us turn to the Lord for healing and mercy. Lord Jesus, you are the light that illuminates all darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ Jesus, you heal the brokenhearted. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you call us to fullness of life. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. O God, most high and most near, you send glad tidings to the lowly. You hide not your face from the poor. Those who dwell in darkness, you call into the light. Take away our blindness. Remove the hardness of our hearts, and form us into a humble people, that, at the advent of your Son, we may recognize him in our midst and find joy in his saving presence. This prayer we make through him whose coming is certain, whose day draws near, your Son Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let's now listen to God's word.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The servant of the Lord said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My whole being shall be exult in my God. For all he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with the garland, and as the bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its shoots, and as a garden causes what is sown in it to spring up, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The response: My soul rejoices in my God.
My soul rejoices in my God.
My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. For he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed.
My soul rejoices in my God.
For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation.
My soul rejoices in my God.
The Lord has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy.
My soul rejoices in my God.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Thessalonians. My brothers and sisters, rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise the words of prophets, but test everything. Hold fast to what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. May the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He himself was not the light, but he came to testify to the light. This is his testimony given by John. When the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" he confessed and did not deny it, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" He answered, "No." Then they said to him, "Who are you? Let us have an answer for those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of the one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Why then are you baptizing if you are neither the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water. Among you stands one whom you do not know, the one who is coming after me. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandal." This took place in Bethany, across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
What does a message from God sound like? Isaiah sets the tone for the divine revelation and visitation that is repeated by Jesus in the fourth chapter of the Gospel of Luke. A message from God is good news and the source of joy. Good news for whom? For those most in need of it, the poor, the brokenhearted, and the downtrodden, and for those who are oppressed or lacking freedom. Missing from the list are the high and mighty, the arrogant, the violent, and those who perpetrate the injustice and oppression present in our world. The prophecy promises liberation and freedom. The prophet is overwhelmed with joy at the privilege of being the bearer of such good news and experiences the sort of exaltation that a bejeweled bride might feel. The good news is recognized as God's work, for God causes goodness and righteousness to grow all over the world, even, especially, in the midst of darkness. The good news must be good news to all. It must touch and take hold of the hearts and sacred imagination of those who receive it. In our own setting, the good news must be addressed to both Israelis and Palestinians, Russians and Ukrainians, people of every ethnicity and community, to those whose lives have disintegrated, to the homeless, to liberals and conservatives, and to the angry and alienated. It must give hope to all and convey the message that each and every soul is loved and is precious to God, and that God desires blessings and good for all. Will the message be received by all? Probably not, but it must be delivered and heard. Our own lives must be witnesses to this good news, for if it is not evident in our thoughts, words, and deeds, then the message is undelivered. The good news is the gracious and compassionate kindness of our God. We have been called to a privileged mission of revealing God to the world. Let us not fail in that goal. Paul urged his followers to rejoice always in every circumstance and pray without ceasing. This might strike some as a Pollyanna attitude, but it is not. We will still have to navigate many rough and even painful times in our lives, but we will have the knowledge that God is totally present to us at all times. Being rigid and narrow-minded is not a virtue, but a hindrance. Paul advises testing all things without fear, keeping what is good and helpful, and leaving aside what is not. Above all, we are not to quench the Holy Spirit. People often do this because they are afraid, as the Holy Spirit's agenda is not ours, and it will lead us where we would rather not go. John the Baptist had quite an interrogation at the hands of the delegation from the Jerusalem authorities. They wanted to know who he was and what his role was in the grand plan. They went down the checklist of possibilities, starting at the top, and John denied them all. He was not the Messiah, nor was he Elijah. He was not the prophet, who was an enigmatic and nameless individual expected by many in the first century. He did not fit any of the categories in the tradition, and when Jesus came, he did not either. Neither of them could be contained in any concept, name, or symbol. When the exasperated delegation asked who he was, if not any of those possibilities, John alluded to chapter 40 of Isaiah, the voice crying in the wilderness. His job was to prepare the way and make straight the ways of the Lord. He would baptize them with water. But he assured them that they had not seen anything yet. After him would come one who was so far above John that he felt unworthy to undo his sandals. And he would baptize them with fire, the Spirit of the living God. That must have been some report the delegation took back to Jerusalem. God's work in the world is not finished. Humanity is a work in progress. Each day, the Lord asks us who we are. How do we answer? Making straight the way of God and transforming our minds and hearts is our constant goal, for there is much to be done, and we are a vital part. That was Father Scott Lewis's The Good News is Meant for All on Earth. It's now 9:47, and you're listening to Catholic Radio on MPR. Te reo irirangi o ngā tangata o Manawatū. As we draw closer to the Feast of Christmas, when we celebrate the light of Christ being born into the world, let us lift up to God all the places of darkness in our own lives and in our world. With hope and joy, let us bring our needs before the Lord.
For the Church, that we who have been created in the image and likeness of God and destined for eternal life with God may always find joy through our relationship with Christ. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. For the growth of reverence, that God will open our eyes so that we may see the presence of God in one another and help us to listen attentively to each other. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For a renewal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, that God will stir up the Holy Spirit that has been given to us so that we may announce the good news, share hope, and offer compassionate care for those around us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us. For all who cannot find God, that the lights, hymns, and warm greetings of this season may be a doorway to finding God in all things and recognizing that God is always with us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For all public officials, that God will move them to recognize and take meaningful action to address the needs of the poor, the homeless, children, and the elderly, so that no one in our communities will be forgotten. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For peace within cities and between nations, that God will turn hearts from violence and bring forth a springtime of justice and peace in every land. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
God of joy, in times of darkness, grief, and sorrow, you send us the light of your mercy and compassion. Hear our prayers that all of creation might be enlightened by your love and our world transformed by your justice. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Pauline and Aaron, what news do you have for us from around the parishes?
Okay, so many thanks to parishioners who in the past have contributed to the Christmas Dues Offering Special Collection. The money collected becomes part of the Clergy Trust Fund to support with the priests in the diocese. This special collections giving envelopes, specifically marked Christmas offering, will be available on Christmas Day in the foyer. Alternatively, you can pay direct credit. Your support is always appreciated. Bishop John would like to announce the clergy shifts for 2024. So Father Vui Huang is going to be the assistant priest at the Cathedral of the Holy Spirit. Father Trung will become the assistant priest at the Cathedral Parish of New Plymouth. Father Vijay will be moving to the Catholic Parish of Hastings. Father Nathaniel will become the parish priest, Immaculate Conception, Stratford. Father Marcus Francis will become the parish priest at the Catholic Parish of Hastings, and Father Alan Roberts will be returning to Wellington. A Christmas message from Father Joe Grayland. Dear everyone, I am writing from Tübingen in Germany, where I am lecturing in liturgical theology. Here, Advent is marked by snow and colder weather, but luckily very little rain. The Christmas markets are in full stride and a great venue for friends and families to meet. I hope you all have a great Advent and Christmas, and in the new year, many blessings. Yours, Joe Grayland. And pastoral visits. The Christian family has the privilege of being the image of God who is love. Care and visiting the families and the sick and aged in a parish is one of the principal duties of a priest to get to know parishioners. If you would like Father Ambrose to come and visit in your home and pray with your family, please contact the parish office or send an email to arrange the appropriate day and time.
And that is Catholic Radio for another week. We'll be back again next week at the same time here on NPR. Thanks to all our listeners, and thank you, Pauline and Aaron, for assisting this morning.
Thank you.
As we conclude our liturgy, may Almighty God bless us, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Taking us out today is O Our Lord from Selah.
Oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We behold the breaking dawn, the light that shines over everyone. We look to you, we long for you, oh Lord. We behold the rising sun, the earth awakes, your hope has come. We look to you, we long for you, oh Lord. Oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. We behold the falling rain, like waters rise, flood this place. We reach for you, we cling to you, oh Lord. Oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Your name in all the earth. We behold the breaking dawn, the light that shines over everyone. We look to you, we long for you, oh Lord. We behold the rising sun, the earth awakes, your hope has come. We look to you, we long for you, oh Lord. Oh, our Lord, oh, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh, is your name in all the earth.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.mpr.nz/donate.